The disciples so discouraged, so disheartened, looking upon the cross where Jesus was hung. Everything he told them, they'd forgotten. What they had expected wasn't going to happen. Ago, I took a certifying exam. I had passed it many times before this trial. A week later, I received my failing grade. I was so discouraged and so disheartened. I felt like the Lord had surely forsaken me. Disciples so discouraged, so disheartened, looking upon the cross where Jesus was hung. Everything he told them, they had forgotten. What they had expected wasn't going to happen. Shared ownership of a medical practice. It did very well and was very prosperous. In time, this partner seemed to lose his mind. Everything we worked for went up in smoke. I was so discouraged and so disheartened. Disciples were so discouraged, so disheartened, looking upon the cross where Jesus was hung. Everything he told them, they'd forgotten. What they had expected wasn't going to happen. I was thinking about the disciples when they were in the upper room, the pain and the loss that they suffered must have been such a forsaken feeling. So bad as the disciples watching their leader die. They did feel forsaken, so they all ran away. All he taught them made no sense anymore. And when he appeared, they could never believe. Disheartened, looking upon the cross where Jesus was hung. Everything he told them they had forgotten. What they had expected wasn't going to to happen. When we ask and we believe for something, and then that request isn't ever answered, we get so discouraged and we get so disheartened. That same forsaken feeling takes a hold of us. Then we question all our purpose and who we are. Jesus knows all these feelings you have. He suffered the same way, hanging on a cross. He cried to the Father, "Why have you forsaken me?" But then he said, "Still, I will do this obedience.